Who are some of the most admired people in America? Most admired Americans. All right, when it comes to the men, who would be the one you most admire? All right. President Donald Trump is the second most admired man in the world among Americans. Of all the people that we're aware of in the world, amongst Americans, President Donald Trump is the second most admired. As you can imagine, a lot of this is going to have to do with how, you know, willing people are to respond to the surveys. Donald Trump, numero dos, he is the second most admired man. The most admired man for 10 years in a row is former President Barack Obama. The two most admired ladies, and these according to Gallup, Hillary Clinton, most admired woman, Michelle Obama, second most admired woman. Interesting. All right, so we have, and again, now this is of all the men in the world that we know about, of all the women in the world that we know about, who's the most admired? Barack Obama is the most admired man. Donald Trump is the second most admired man. Who would you suppose would come after that? Who else is in the list? Who would you put in the top 10 most admired? Barack Obama is number one at 17% of those who voted. Donald Trump is at 14%. After Donald Trump, Pope Francis at 3%. Reverend Billy Graham, Senator John McCain, and Elon Musk, you know, founder of Tesla Motors, making those electric cars and getting us into and out of outer space. Elon Musk, yeah, that Elon Musk. Those three, Reverend Billy Graham, Senator John McCain, and Elon Musk, all tied for fourth at 2%. Each of them, 2%. 2% of the voters voted for them. Tying in for fourth place, Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, Bill Gates, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Jeff Bezos, the Dalai Lama, and Vice President Mike Pence, all tying at 1% of the vote. All right. The ladies, again, the most admired women, at 9%, Hillary Clinton, at 7%, Michelle Obama. By the way, how many of you are kind of surprised that Hillary Clinton comes in first with so many people expressing so much hatred for her? Hillary Clinton, the most admired woman of all women in the world amongst Americans. Michelle Obama, number two at 7%. Oprah Winfrey, number three at 4%. We didn't have as many ties with the ladies as we did with the men. Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, 3%. Angela Merkel, Prime Minister, Germany. Queen Elizabeth II, both of them tying at 2% each. Condoleezza Rice. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she is still in the top 10. People are still connected to Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice, Melania Trump, Nikki Haley, Ambassador Nikki Haley, Duchess Kate Middleton, and Beyonce Knowles, all receiving 1% of the vote for the ladies. What do you think? Any of those people, any of them, regardless of what order they come in, would any of those people be in your top 10? Any of those men in your top 10? Any of those ladies in your top 10? I think that despite the fact that, you know, we obviously have a lot of hatred a lot of hostility, a lot of malice and all that kind of stuff, a lot of animosity, very often unprovoked by the people on the receiving end of the hatred and hostility and malice and animosity. We still do have a lot of good going on in this world and in this country. Notice the diversity. And granted, it could be even more diverse, you know, our most admired lists. But still, even with that, notice we had a number of cultures represented. We have a number of ethnicities represented. I like the fact that Gallup isn't looking only at the most admired men, but they're also looking at the most admired women. So both genders represented. And think about this now. Nikki Haley, Indian, not Native American, but from the Middle East, Indian. Condoleezza Rice, Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Black. Hillary Clinton, white. Elizabeth Warren, white. Angela Merkel, German. And again, now, these are American voters. All of these, the people who are admired, the most admired are from around the world, but the voters are all from America. A German is in the list of most admired women. The UK, we have music represented. Politics represented. The most admired men. We have secular and religious represented. It's a pretty good mix. So Americans are looking out. Let's see what we can do to make things better. We're going to continue to talk about this sexual misconduct thing. I want us to look at, to really assess how we view it. When we think sexual misconduct, do we only see one gender perpetrating bad behavior upon one other gender? We haven't even gotten to the part where we're talking about men who see other men as sexual objects and women who see other women as sexual objects. I'm telling you, this is complex. And when we oversimplify it, we make it even that much more complex. And as a result, that much more difficult to do something about it. Let's continue to explore this when we get back. I do want you to remember, I want you to be thinking of ways, and that's just one of them, but thinking of ways that you can end this year strong and start the new year strong. But don't just do it yourself. Be encouraging other people to do the same thing. End this year as strong as possible. Start the new year as strong as possible, especially those who are members of your household, your family, those with whom you worship. Worship God in spirit and in truth so you can worship with your fellow worshipers in spirit and in truth. What a great way. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you.